process it here just a second.
You're live.
This is the Taney County Commission, Thursday, April 19th, 2012. This is our part of the meeting that is listed as a preliminary study meeting and public comment. We'll take public comment between now and 9 o'clock, and we'll also spend this time getting ready for the meeting, which formally opens at 9 o'clock with a call to order. I'm not sure a half hour should be enough time for me to read through these, right?
Well, some of those, Ron, I think maybe you had looked through before. Those are previous ones that we actually did.
This is a list that was submitted by Jim. And then I took the list and redlined the
ones that I had.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. The minutes were some that we had from last week or week before last, and we, for some reason, I can't remember why we didn't go ahead and approve those, but for some reason we didn't.
Oh, we had one set of them we were waiting on an addition to be made.
Right.
You did that right, Mike? Lynn, I may have to borrow your red pen again.
Okay.
Just give her a slide.
You got that one?
Thank you. Right, here's the information she added back on the March 29th.
Right, that's right. You had another sheet of paper that you...
And I think that was the only thing, wasn't it?
I believe you already went through.
Right. My initial on that. Probably need to make a list of dates for motion.
Okay.
I've got some here if you want. Right here, Dan. Is this the right word?
I don't know whether that's the right spelling or not.
Lynn, on the where we approved the Fleet Services fuel card, and it says right.
It's W. I changed that. It's W-R-I.
Let me make note of that.
Joanna sent an email and I modified it.
Okay.
was given this. I wanted to address this.
Okay.
And he told me if I asked a question that they have the only machine, $1 million machine, that will do what they need to have done.
All right.
And Bob's going to be here to say that to me.
then, on April the 2nd, where we had the vacates of the roads, in some of the vacates, in which all of, as to the best of my recollection, all of them were stated, in some of them you had no remonstrance was submitted, and that's what I would like to have put on all of them, because I'm sure that
we ask about each one.
And if it ever comes up in the future, and it's I think there's two of them maybe that it's not wrote in there. So.
All right.
Here it is. Here it is. Okay, here, let's see. Glenn, could you come up here for a minute? Dan, here. this particular meeting, if I'm not mistaken. Is this where you brought up the lady who stated that the bank had paid, but we had no record of the bank paying?
Right, I've got that on the agenda this morning. Did you want me to name? I don't have the name.
No, but what I want to do is go back and add those comments.
Okay.
Because there's going to be some type of resolution to that. If you remind me after a while, there's two or three things that I think are that we need to draw from that.
Okay.
You need to do that because the other won't make sense that I bring up this morning if you don't put what I brought up before.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But what I'd like to do is hold this one set back for approval.
Okay.
Don't add it to your list. And I'll, thank you, Lynn. But don't let me forget it. As a matter of fact, if I can give this to you, and then we'll talk about that. Thank you very much.
Yeah. On that particular one, was that check that we approved on one sewer check? Was it on that particular 7 minutes? How do you know?
I don't know.
We held back. Here we held back a couple of checks.
We didn't have any accounts payable here.
Because we called that in or something.
Oh, here's another day. Accounts payable's on this one, Dan. Here you go.
Was it the same day or later? Was it the
different day? See any that were not.
That we have.
But,
I don't know. I'm sure it was.
Well.
But this has been called 11 too, because it's not got anything but accounts for the one. And we'll check back. Because I know there was. We get two.
Well, this was Monday. This is when we called in, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But we didn't hold any back on that date, did we? Monday? Are you talking about last week?
Last week.
This is this week. So it ought to be in front of me here somewhere.
It's not.
Let's see.
Monday was the 16th.
Oh, yeah, here it is. It says that Mr. Straub is holding one check, but there was two.
He says two. Oh, Strahan said two checks held.
Strahan held this check. And there was two. I don't know where we approved the other one, unless it's in this group here.
Which one are you referring to? Two that were not approved.
Right. Okay, but sometime during last week, or this week.
This is the first meeting we've had this week, except for the call-in.
The call-in. Did the call-in, did we include that, at least that one check? I can't find it in the minutes, is the reason I'm saying that. We've got it listed, just we've got two checks held, but I know there's only...
No, it's not on here.
We need to look at it. I don't even know what those checks that we're holding are. I'll have to look and see.
I think there was only one check held.
There's still one.
Right, at this time. That's the only one that's held as far as...
Okay, where's the other one, though? Because it says right here that we withheld two, but it never says anything about the approval of the other one.
Right.
And it has been, and it's been approved and released.
Mm-hmm. And I don't would think that have it was notated in during the call-in.
Nikki will know because she had him up there, so.
Right.
Check on that, Lynn. Let's make sure that we run that down.
Okay.
The only set that I'm holding out is the one she's got, so these will be your list of dates.
Okay.
3, 4, 5 of them. Joanna, if you're listening, could you come over?
Check that was released. Remind me, maybe I can remember.
There, right there is the little lady that will know.
Would you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Would you grab Joanna and let me chat with the two of you about something I need to get processed? Yes. If we approve something, I will. Still, what check is it?
It's the one for the sheriff for $45,000.
Oh, the quarterly payment. Yeah, when did we say yes on that?
You and Jim called in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
And here's Monday.
It's not on Monday, is it?
Well, it's not one of the two that was held back.
Yes, it is on there. It's up in the paragraph above.
Before we get started on
328-589.
I'm not seeing what you're talking
about. Oh, yes, you are.
And you sure did.
328-589.
All right, that's the reason we didn't see it. Okay.
Yeah, because it was held and it wouldn't be.
Thank you, Lynn.
It's not in there. Thank you, Lynn, for finding that. That's, it wasn't in the total listing.
But it's there, good.
But it's there. I don't know whether to talk about it without John here or not. He's not here today. Do we need to? We don't have an executive session with Pat today, do we?
No.
What is your question, Nikki, specifically?
You told me to release that.
To release certain ones of those that aren't with liens.
I sent her an email. I haven't received anything back.
You want to agendize it for Monday? Just take care of everything?
Let's just do that Monday. And because... that's 4 days.
I still need Joanna before the 9 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Or I can talk with you at the...
Oh, it's easy.
If you want to, I would, but I can't.
Yeah.
That's all. Be my good deed for the day.
Appreciate that. How are you, Tyler?
Doing great. You?
I'm doing A-OK.
Good to hear.
Yeah. accepted the bid from the Mac Workers' Comp Trust Fund. They're asking us to pay them ASAP because this was effective April 1.
Okay.
This is our fault for not pushing this suit. But what they have done is sent us a copy of what was submitted, and further, it shows what the prorated premium is right here. So that's the total. Even though the total annually is this figure, mm-hmm. estimated. What I've done is I went through this, and I utilized the factor, because this is 49% of this figure, mm-hmm. to back figure what all these would be for the various codes, so mm-hmm. which funds they come out of. So here are those codes. Here's their funds. It's our main transfer station, GCR, assessment the fund. You've got to add all these together to get GCRs, if I'm not mistaken, if you take a look at that, to make sure that that adds up to this figure.
Okay.
We can do that and then credit it to where it's supposed to be credited. What my big question is here is in looking at these figures, girls, what I want to do, and probably it would be Don, now that I'm realizing this, I want to sit, and I want us to do an employee-by-employee by department to make sure. I did this years ago, and I don't know, we saved like $25,000 or $20,000.
Okay.
But what I'm seeing, for example, here under, where does it show, police or sheriffs?
Fifth one down.
Police. See, the rate mm-hmm. is $2.80. times the payroll, sometimes, but anyway, it comes out to 62. A number of these employees are clerical.
Okay.
For example, they dispatch.
Mm-hmm.
They don't go into the field with weapons,
right.
and they don't, so they're categorized lower. And that's the case in here, assessors, not everybody, see how big that is? Not everybody goes into the field.
Okay.
Some are clerical, so they are at a rate of 18 cents instead of $4.15.
Mm-hmm.
But I really think we need to sit down and go through that. But for now, we can pay this and we can base it on
okay.
what I've calculated here. Because then whenever they audit this, we're gonna it'll all be made right.
So you want me to go ahead and put this on for Monday?
Yes, if you would. We appreciate
since you've
that.
Got it broke down, I can. So. Okay, and then I'll tell Dawn you want to get with her and work.
To make sure,
to make
that
sure these are right.
That we're being treated fairly, right, by the insurance company.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
What? I can't hear you, Don. Okay, so it's already figured in the calculations. But would you mind going through that with me sometime? And thank you very much. I appreciate it. Ready? I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission Thursday, April 19th, 2012 to order. And we had no one that was present for public comment. And we have finished our preliminary study meeting of today's events. And I'd like to call on Rick Finley to come forward and offer an opening prayer, if everyone would stand.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning realizing the greatness that you have and the opportunity we have to come before you. We just appreciate that so much. We know that you provided a way that we might have salvation. We know that you provide everything that we have. And we just pray, Lord, that you just help us to recognize that. And we want to come before you again this morning and thank you for the many blessings you have given us. We thank you for this area that we live in. We thank you for the country we live in. Just pray especially for those in leadership positions in the country, in the state, in the county. Just give them guidance in all that they do, all the decisions that they make, dear Lord. We pray you should watch over us, watch over our families, and just continue to guide us in all that we do. And these things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick. Previous county commission minutes.
Motion for approval was March 29th, April 4th, 5th, 9th, and 16th. Did I say 2nd?
No.
Yeah, April 2nd, 4th, 5th, 9th, and 16th.
Second, the motion has been made and seconded to approve previous county commission minutes. Is that with corrections and amendments?
With corrections and amendments.
Dated March 29th, April 2nd, 4th, 5th, 9th, and 16th. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. And Lynn, we'll work with you on that one set that we held back. Transmission repair service. That's a bid?
Yes.
Okay.
Unfortunately, transmission repair service has got to the point that we have to bid it.
Yeah. Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for your time this morning.
By the way, Jim, if I'm not mistaken, we have legislation that would elevate that level somewhat to make it a little bit closer to cities, at least that we were working on. That was reported to our meeting on Monday. I'm sorry.
I saw that I think it's sitting in the Senate right now and raising it to 6,000.
Yes, instead of 45.
For counties, and that would be nice.
The cities are at
15 now. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to have the sheriff here this morning to assist with this. This is a bid that he requested I put out for transmission services. Put it out quite some time ago on March the 21st and actually sent out some emails. I've received one response, and I would suggest, based on what the sheriff has offered me, that we proceed, but it's up to the commission to tell me to proceed with this one response and open and continue.
Danny?
Yes, I think we
move forward.
Thank you. This is from Ace Transmission in Springfield, and I'll allow the sheriff to look over it and make sure everything's there that he needs.
Done. They've provided us with the questions. They've all answered yes on those. On the cost for diagnosis, that is free for diagnostic checks on the transmissions, which it always has been in the past. We've used Ace Transmission for several years now. They give us a 12-month warranty, 12-month or 12,000-mile warranty even on the patrol vehicles, which is kind of unusual for a company to do. On the cost on the Dodge Chargers with what they call a 722.6 transmission, it is $2,850. Dodge Dakota is with the 45 RFE transmission, $1,700. Jeep Cherokee is the 4200 or 42 RE transmissions, $1,599.99. I would recommend accepting their bid. We have used them, like I said, for several years. One of the great aspects of them, we can send a vehicle up there, and we'll either have it back that, if we send it that morning, a lot of times we'll have it back that afternoon with new transmission. And they have many times in the past, of course, a lot of this stuff that we have anymore with the transmissions is electronic problems. And many times in the past, we've sent vehicles up there. They've even kept them over the weekend and drove them to try to diagnose them. Can't find out. I mean, they spent several hours trying to figure out the problems. It won't, of course, won't act up whenever they've got it up there to check it, and they don't charge us for that. So they've been very good to work with.
Motion for approval of ACE transmission for the, how's it posted, transmission?
Transmission repair service.
Transmission repair service.
I'll second. The motion's been made and second to award the bid to ACE Transmission of Springfield for transmission repair service. Discussion? Yes, sir?
I would just like to add for the record that item number 9 as part of the questionnaire requirements is that ACE Transmission agrees to a term of a 1-year arrangement with Taney County with option to renew, and they have indicated yes in that, and I will communicate with them to make sure that we have a set system in place so that we don't, in case we were to run into a situation where we have numerous vehicles that need repair, this bid number and that contract would cover those costs for at least a calendar year, 12 months.
Will you later get that specific wording to Lynn so that we can place
Absolutely.
That in the minutes?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Do you have a date on the option? The number of years on the option or another year or how did when it, you it, mentioned option?
It's worded that they've agreed for a 1-year arrangement with option to renew at that point in time.
And his question is to renew for another year?
Right.
For okay.
Yeah. Right. For additional year.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you, Sheriff. All right.
Next order of business is sole source provider, correct?
Correct.
Lynn, I have something I want you also to insert into the minutes, and I will read that. Pursuant to RSMO number 34.044, governing declaration of a single feasible sole source provider, we're here today to discuss our intentions. As previously posted in the Branson Tri-Lakes News, Taney County Times, as well as posted on the Taney County website, to declare the Ozark Mountain Underground Vault and Storage as our sole source for storing our archivable public records underground and vaulted, as well as several other required tasks. Our purchasing department has completed documentation with the help of the recorder's office to support this declaration with numerous facts, stipulations, and requirements. I have the document in front of me, but also the Taney County recorder, Mr. Dixon, is here to share details with us all concerning this process. Mr. Dixon, if you would provide us with the comments that you have this morning.
Yes, sir, Ron. It's a pleasure to be here this morning and talk about the Ozark Mountain Underground. As you well probably know, I've had quite extensive dealings with them in the past few years. They do an exceptional job or have done an exceptional job for me in reproducing and making my records digitized to be put on the computer. This is a similar situation where they store several items for me. They currently have about 7 filing cabinets of marriage licenses, original marriage licenses for the county, about 20,800 of them over there. So this has been, and the problem that we get into is, you know, every time we have something we need done by them, we have to come in and rebid it and all this, which is expensive to the county. We're currently working on some oversized bound books for the county clerk and the circuit clerk. The county clerk has about 60, I believe that's a pretty close number, of the bound books, large bound books, with approximately 660 pages, and those, as well as the circuit clerk, has 130 bound books. We have, the county clerk also has numerous school record books up to amount of total books of 240. So this
the bigger books, the bigger books, those are the 17 by 11, those great big?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're bound. The bound books are kind of unique because you can't take them apart, you can't scan them. So when they go to the underground, they'll be put on, they have a specific piece of equipment called a planetary camera. And this apparatus, basically you place the book on the table, a glass goes down over the book and makes it flat. This reduces what we call parallax. And they take pictures of those pages, and those pictures are either in TIFF or JPEG images. JPEG images are color images, and those are color requirement is for the older books that are fragile, hard to read, discolored. When they take a picture of them, they automatically go into their computer and they cut us or burn us a DVD on each page. The DVD is then brought back to the county, and then within about 10 minutes we can download that into the county software system DocuWare. Once it's prepared, it can be, we bring it up, each page up, and we index it by either, in like my book's grantee, grantor, or the county clerk's records. It would be a commission meeting as of June 10th, 1910, or whenever it is. Those books are real old. So this specific piece of equipment, there's just not any around. We have other requirements that these books are supposed to be on county premises all the time. And if someone walks in and says, I want to see the county commission meeting of January 1st, 1899, we're supposed to be able to produce that book for them. The underground will, if they've already done the book, will email us that page or pages, or they will deliver the book back to the county the following day. So it makes the information accessible. And that's one reason. That's there's also the transportation aspect of taking all these books. We'll take some books over there and they'll do them, and the books will be returned to the county and put in our proper storage that we have here. This is all part of a bigger plan to index with the White River Historical Society, and you know that project that they're a sole source, and they're going to index those records. These are long-term projects that we may not have enough funding to do it all this year. It may, some of it, run into next year if we can get it in the budget, but we do have some money set aside for this. What it does for the public is when they want to search a record, they will be able to go to the White River Historical Society, put in grandpa's name or whoever, and pull up any cases, or if you're looking for a road vacation that the county commission did, or let's say to make it, this is Branson's centennial birthday, and the question that was proposed to me earlier this year was, can we figure out when the town of Branson was incorporated? Well, the corporations that back in 1912 and stuff like that was done by the county commission. So, yes, we went in and found those, and we made adequate pictures, but the pictures just lay in the book on the scanner doesn't turn out well. So we will have a quality product by getting them put on this planetary camera. And I might add that the underground has reduced their price on this project considerably.
Ron, do you need a motion for approval of the sole source provider of the Branson Underground for this purpose?
For this sole source is written.
Yes.
And just enter it into the into the record as proposed there. Okay.
And then the second one after that.
Motion to approve the Ozark Mountain Underground Vault and Storage as sole source for storing and archivable public records underground and vaulted, as well as several other required tasks.
Does that meet the...
I think that meets the...
Go ahead, sir.
I would just like to mention that at this point in time, we would ask if there's anyone present who would like to come forward.
Let's wait just a second.
Before we...
Is the motion
okay.
Proper? Then I'll second that motion, and then, in fact, we will open it up to any public comment. Okay. If anyone that is here that feels that they should not be listed as a sole source provider, or, in fact, wishes to claim that they, too, can provide the same services and equipment as was bid and the specifications that came from the purchasing officer. Is that where you were headed?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Seeing none, the motion's on the floor. Let me first state, Mr. Dixon, that we really appreciate your time, your effort, your input into this process, and the fact that you are continually striving for excellence in county government. And I applaud you for that, Bob, and everything that you've been involved in.
And thank you very much. Ditto. Yes, sir.
Motion is before us to declare the Ozark Mountain Underground Vault and Storage as our sole source for storing our archivable public records underground and vaulted, as well as several other required tasks as pointed out in the bid specs. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you. That's all from purchasing, unless you all have something for me. I will see you in executive session, though.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Agenda requests review, Nikki.
Several new requests at the bottom of that page.
Give me just a minute to get down there.
Okay.
Has the Wellness Committee already been... Oh, it's just requesting?
Yeah, requesting for next Thursday.
I have no problem with that. Do you, Danny?
No.
Okay.
So let's move forward with that.
Okay.
Donna, I saw that you were here. You're requesting executive session with contracts, potentially?
Two of them. One is contract, one is potential litigation.
When did you want to do that?
When you're available.
Do you want to do that on Monday? Is that all right? Linda's not here, is she? Do we want to do this on Monday, or do we need more time for next Thursday regarding personnel with Linda?
Actually, next Thursday, she's going to be out of town at a conference.
Say when?
Next Thursday, she is going to be out of town at a conference.
Well, we're looking at probably an hour or 90 minutes to finish up this salary study for employees. I would like to complete that. Can we do that Monday? We have council that's coming down, right?
Yes, in the afternoon.
What's our morning look like?
There's a little bit of time.
That's going to take time.
But Roden Bridge also requested an hour.
What time do we begin with council on Monday afternoon?
1:30.
1:30?
Uh-huh. But we have a couple of things. I mean, I can rearrange some things.
Won't you have Road and Bridge come in for that 30 minutes between 1 and 1:30? What have you got in there?
Well,
there's a couple of things I have, but I can move those to the morning.
Well, my thinking was if we could tie that executive session with the council.
That'd be fine, yeah.
Maybe we could hit her. If we could start at 12:30, would that work, 12:30 to 1:30? And then we come back if we want to set a lunch at 11:30? No.
Yeah, Pat cannot be here until 1:30.
What I meant was begin with Pat at 1:30, but take Linda at 12:30. We don't need Pat present for that meeting.
Okay.
Is that all right, Dan?
Mm-hmm.
If that works with Linda's schedule. And then we will end the morning session at 11:30. Is that okay?
That's fine, yeah.
I think it's really important that we finish this.
Do it for 60 or 90 minutes.
Pardon?
For 60 or 90.
12:30 to 1:30. Do we have time that morning for Randy to have that long? You said a half hour, right?
He's thinking he needs an hour. I've spoken to him a couple different times. He actually did submit a list of items that he wants to discuss.
Well, I guess my question is, can we do part of it on Monday and then move him to Thursday so we can work everything else in?
Why don't we give him a call and see if we can't do that?
Okay.
Why don't you give him a call?
Thursday.
He may need it. I think we're changing projects.
Items.
Huh?
He has 7 items.
Well, for his time-sensitive items, let's get those done in 30 minutes on Monday.
Okay. Right.
And then we'll move the rest till Thursday.
Right. We're in the middle of completion of the KDOT project,
right.
And he's moving projects, so that's the reason he's wanting to talk to us about other projects.
Okay.
Can Renee meet with us today regarding the contract that we have with, is it EPM?
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that what she's wishing to talk about?
Yes.
Can we have her today? Then we wouldn't have to reschedule that.
How are you going to do that? How are you going to meet with her under administrative?
We have a contract posted, an executive session.
Okay.
So we could have her come in during that.
Her come in during that.
Right.
That'll cover us then.
And then I'm also going to post for Monday the check that we're holding.
Which one?
For the sewer
department. Oh, okay.
That's what we talked about during the preliminary.
Okay. Donna, I see the second one you're talking about. That's separate from polling places. We're going to handle both of those. Is that right? Well, let's do that. Let's just make sure that we have all the correct numbers posted for
yes, I will.
On the agendas. And I got already with you and with Joanna on that because I had workers' comp down, but we need to do that so that would be ready for Monday.
You can either make a call to Randy on Road and Bridge, or I'll contact him later in the day for him to designate the most emergency type situations he wants to talk to us about, if there is any.
Okay.
What else do you have, Nikki?
That's all I have.
Thank you.
all these topics that you have under with Frank Cotty will be an executive?
Some we're waiting on.
Okay.
Some have been pushed down to the list because some of the more crucial items the attorneys are working on.
I'd like to move to the ADA grievance procedure, section 504.
Which has been reviewed by Frank Cotty.
Yeah, I read County Council's opinion. Matter of fact, you have it here. Thank you. Who has previously served as the county's compliance coordinator? And would I be remiss in pushing for us to have the human resources director do that? I mean, this falls right in her bailiwick,
right.
Does it not? Sorensen in as the
right.
compliance officer, so she would coordinate all Section 504, ADA compliance reports, etc.
Yeah, I'm ready.
You want to make a motion? Would you approve this?
Well, you've got that posted there on that agenda today.
Yes.
Yes. Motion to approve Linda Sorensen as the compliance
coordinator
for the grievance procedure. That's what we've got it posted, isn't it?
In that same motion, could you also move that we approve,
accepted.
Approve the grievance procedure as presented?
Yes.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the Section 504 ADA grievance procedure as presented and approved by council, also naming Linda Sorensen as compliance coordinator. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
There's two copies there.
I'm going to sign both of these. Then if you'll have county clerk. Mr. Parent, could we have you join us?
Absolutely.
We have a release in front of us today that pertains to the airport. Could we get you to address this for us this morning?
Yes. This is an insurance release concerning an incident we had a few weeks ago from an arriving aircraft The aircraft underwent an incident upon attempting to land that transformed his aircraft into somewhat of a sled, and in the process destroyed three of our runway lights before coming to a stop. And it's not the first time this has happened, but it is with this particular person. He was fully insured, and his insurance is willing to pay us our damages if we sign a release indicating our satisfaction. And we are satisfied upon the remittance of their funds, and so I need the commission to sign this release indicating that so we can receive our compensation for those damages.
Motion to approve the release.
Let me second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the release in full of all claims as presented. Discussion.
Mark, in this situation, does your chairman or someone from the airport board, is their signature line also approved on this, or yours, or how does that work?
No, let me see.
It's going to be signed by Commissioner Houseman after approval and review by Frank Cotty. He thought that that would be the best way to sign it.
You mean after Frank Cotty has reviewed it?
He's already reviewed it. He sent this form to me.
Right. In other words, we're receiving the dollars and we're, in fact, releasing them from any other obligations.
Concerning this incident, we are.
Right.
It's not the first time we've had to do this to receive compensation from an insurance settlement.
My question, I guess I wasn't clear on, was is there any other signatures that need that are appropriate in this situation?
Not according to our counsel. That's
correct.
Okay.
It's my understanding they don't really care much who signs it. They would have been happy if I'd done it, but I wasn't happy signing a release for the county, so I passed it on to you, gentlemen.
Further discussion? All in favor of the motion to approve the release in full of all claims as presented, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Danny. Public Administrator, Carol. Yeah, either way you want to go, that'll be fine.
Stand up and grow tall. Good morning.
Good morning.
I requested this meeting as a follow-up to the meeting we had in January. I have two requests today. As you recall, in January, you asked what I needed to run my office efficiently or something like that, and the answer that I have is that I need another full-time staff. So I'm again requesting the addition of a full-time staff. My numbers excuse me, have passed well over past 100. There's currently 113 active individuals who've been appointed to me by the court, but we have 172 files that we work with, and we need to get organized, and we have no time to do so. And I don't know if you recall previous commission, I think, Danny, you were there when my numbers were close to 100, the commission allowed me to hire a part-time person, staff, which helped a lot. And and I've requested, you know, I'd requested a full-time staff, actually, when the commission cut my part-time in 2011, which created several more hours for us to be picked up. My staff and I both work extra time. She comes in on Saturdays and works late, and I come in often too, which I'm not personally complaining because I feel like my job is 24/7. But it's difficult for my one staff and myself to keep up with this enormous amount of paperwork that we both work on because of the increased workload we have. We get new people appointed sometimes several a month and sometimes not, but and all the governmental regulations that we have. And I'm not going to go into all we have to do when someone is appointed, but it's pretty much to take over their life and everything. But my second request is a raise for my one staff. I'm told that the hiring wage is now $10. My staff is making probably a little over $10 an hour, and she's been here since 2005. She was made a deputy and got no compensation for that. She's also a notary, and as I've said, she works diligently trying to keep up. So I'd like to request, I think in my request, my budget request, I requested her to at least make $12 an hour, which is what some others that haven't been here as long as she has is making. So those are my two requests.
We have scheduled this coming Monday, hopefully to complete the work that's been done by the human resources officer regarding the salary study for the county mm-hmm. and for employees. And
okay.
We'll
address it.
If we finish on that day, we'll be making decisions regarding the system shortly thereafter. And this will be a part of that, Carol.
Of the raises?
Are
you talking about the raises or the hiring of another staff?
The raises.
What about the hiring of another staff? Can I have an answer for that one?
We will revisit that when we have a full county commission.
Okay.
When there are three of us here.
So can I come back then? Because
you can come back,
often
Carol,
I don't
whatever
get
you would
any,
like.
I don't get any follow-up from the commission. So,
well,
I would like to
let
know.
Me help you.
Okay.
You don't have a spot that is budgeted for your office for this year of 2012. So if, in fact, we find the monies and that's where that we prioritize putting them, we will do that. But we're going to incorporate that discussion in with the salary study because we're looking at a lot of different offices, and it will be given some weighted priority. So we will be looking at it, Carol.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. Court orders. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me, just to refresh me, what we're looking at today, and it is something that should be in front of commission, right? Not BOE. Okay.
I wanted to get the easy ones done first. These are just the corrections where we've had an add-on created.
Okay, which pile are you looking at?
Is this, okay. And I didn't make it.
That's okay.
They're just simple
corrections.
But this is where the taxpayers come to the assessor's office. There had to be a correction made to the personal property bill that created the add-on, and we're
right.
Just taking out the old bill. So, and then I tried to total it up for you so you can see.
But you're taking out the old bills that's already been created.
The new bill is already created.
Right.
That's the easy one.
Hold on just a second. Let's list this as Exhibit A. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Now, tell me again. These are not run-ons.
Personal property corrections.
personal property corrections exhibit.
They will be around.
Well, isn't it, is it both? I mean, there's a correction.
Yeah, they did off and ran on correct.
And add on, yeah.
Okay.
They do the add on, it goes straight to the corrector.
So we would be correct in calling it personal property corrections.
Or abatements.
Well, but it's.
It's add on.
It's add ons.
We don't do the add ons. These are just the abatements.
Okay, the add-ons are already in the collector.
The add-ons go straight to the collector.
Correcting, these are correcting.
This is what our office does.
Do the add-ons come through the commission, by the way?
No.
No.
Okay. Personal property corrections.
Right, we put this process in place some time ago so that we could process the citizen much faster.
Sure.
It's wherein they've come to the assessor's office, they've given him information showing they wrote down the wrong year on a vehicle or something. The assessor immediately takes care of it, does the add-on. The individual can then go pay their taxes. Then we take the abatement, take the old bill out of the system, then we bring it to you for final approval.
Then we can call them abatements.
Yes. Well, they're technically called court orders now, but they have been called abatements in the past.
Okay. Personal property corrections. Court orders and abatements. Yeah.
Motion for approval of Exhibit A, personal property abatements or corrections.
You're making a motion to that
yes.
effect. I would second the motion. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the personal property abatements slash corrections listed as Exhibit A. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Next will be the refunds.
Sorry.
Coming on over here. I see 109 here.
Mm-hmm.
What does that have to do with on the one of the 09? We have been very restrictive upon those dates that lay above 2 years, haven't we, Donna, in the past? And then we had a ruling that came down, or an opinion that came from that we could do up to 3 years.
And
is that from the State Tax Commission, wasn't it? I run onto that paperwork.
Because it would have
been. But then you get into, we're in 2012.
Mm-hmm. She would be reassessed.
You know, we don't have tax bills for 2012. We count 2012?
No.
There you go.
But if you do 11 and 10, that's 2 years.
There's a nine.
Oh, it's three?
Yeah. The nine's in there, see.
But it says 3 years, not two?
It's the ruling that came. I run onto it in my office as I was cleaning up some stuff the other day, and it said that 3 years.
So this is...
There's that one.
Refunds for 3 years on personal property. And I'm looking at the 09.
That were
assessed for a vehicle that they didn't have.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with that. I'm making a statement because of the 3 year situation.
We used to hold the third year over for the Board of Equalization, but after reviewing statutes, the commission can handle it. They stopped holding it for you.
See, I'm listing this as Exhibit B.
Okay.
We
do, the assessor's reviewing it. We have copies that the girls have provided for personal property of the DMV record showing that they didn't own the vehicle in that year.
I'm a little confused on that. I've requested 2009 back. how can you mistakenly list something in 9 and 10 and 11 that you didn't own through the DMV? That would be a question I would pose to my clerks. She may not register, but she may own it, but didn't register. I can see how you miss a year, but how can you miss 3 years of saving your own stuff? No, I'd rather throw that one back, the 9, and let us review it, bring it back.
We're talking about an assessed value of $880.
I know.
We're talking about, what are we talking about? $30?
Yeah. But that $880 don't appear on the 2010.
$39.32 in 2009.
Right. But where's that same vehicle that we're abating, given the refund in 2010?
You have the 2010 right here.
Right, and it's not the $880.
Dodge Caravan.
The number don't match.
Well, any of those you have a question on, that's what we're here for, is to make these upon recommendations of...
The assessment value.
The assessor, the clerk, and the...
You have a question about that?
Yeah. I would say put the 2009 down for further research.
So you're talking about abatement number 201-211-84?
Yes.
So your thought would be, James, approval of all abatements is listed with the exception of 201-211-84.
Yes.
Consider that at a different time.
Yes.
So moved.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve Exhibit B, personal property refunds, with the exception of abatement number 201-211-84. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
Now we have real estate. The first one was presented by the assessor's office for Faye, E. Faye Terman.
Is that up here?
It's the single one that's filed.
This one here.
It appears it's a duplicate billing because it says bill was already paid. It saves it from a split property.
You got clerical error wrote on these other two below it. But you've also got a
on the exemptions.
Uh-huh.
If you'll read the note there, it was abated to zero by the BOE on February 11th, 2010. I have copies of all of this from our program.
Right.
And there's the copy of the decision.
And it didn't carry through.
It was for 2009, and it was made exempt, but it was put back on the books in 2010, and it's been taxed since then. So it was reassessed. It got back onto the book.
Okay. I'm not at all against the exemption, but I thought that we had made a decision that we were going to send those to the state tax commission.
If you carry on and look here, I brought copies of all this evidence. They had come before the summer BOE, and they were denied. In our regular program... I have copies of all this.
Okay, but as they were denied, then they went forward and got exemption?
No, they have a new representative working with them, and he came into the office, and this is one of the things he was hoping to work out.
Accomplish. James, do you agree with this?
I agree with this because it's a mistake. It should have been changed in 2010, that they came in when they got the bill in 2009, and it wasn't a regular BOE. In our computer program, we didn't follow through and get it exempted for 10. It's a mistake on our part.
The problem that it's creating is it's already been voted on and denied by the Board of Equalization.
It was voted on and denied by the Board of Equalization because they were told they were not to be in front of the Board of Equalization, they were to be in front of the County Commission. That's why they voted on it. I don't know why they even voted on it and denied it in the BOE.
They came to summer BOE.
This was done in regular session.
Uh-huh. It's been more than one time.
And it was denied because it was from a previous year, from 2010.
And are you talking in a commission meeting?
Yes.
So it's
they been, also came before the summer session, and it was denied at that time.
It's been denied twice is the issue. It's been denied both by the Board of Equalization and by the Kenny County Commission.
I understand. But now we have the assessor saying it was a mistake and that we should
deny it on a procedural matter.
I got you.
Denied for what it was.
There were questions about it at one point because of the Franciscan test.
And the assessor advised the church army that they needed to change their setup so that he could exempt it in the future.
I want to make something perfectly clear. If it was at the changed in 2009 by vote of the BOE, all these other votes is irrelevant. They got put back on the books because it didn't happen in the computer room. Nothing to do with what they got their exemption for or nothing about it. Even though it was argued, any case that's argued beyond that point is irrelevant. It was a mistake on the county's part for not exempting it in 10 and 11.
It's a school
on top of all of this.
I understand that part of it. The request that was made was that they take this forward to the State Tax Commission, all exemptions. Now, that was made last year. So you're saying 9 and 10 should be exempt?
Sure.
Okay.
Now, whatever is done in 9 carries over in 10, as you well know, with the statutes.
Right.
Even numbered year carries the odd numbered year decision.
Okay, but let me get this down right. So what we would make a decision on, because it's going to come up again. There's no doubt that it'll come up again, because have you had the hearing with the State Tax Commission for exemption?
No.
But that doesn't have anything to do with what we're going to do here today. We can go ahead and do the nine and ten, but 11 will have to be presented evidence of exemption through the State Tax Commission.
I don't know. Is 11 exempted? Do you know?
I thought we got it.
For this year?
For 11.
What do you think? Puppies here.
The problem is there's been arguments.
No, 2011 is on the books. I have a copy of the bill right here.
In 2011 would have been a reassessment year, and they would have had an opportunity to come before BOE. And so.
Yeah, but we're all right with that. You're right, Donna, about all this. 2011. The request was made by the BOE, not by this county commission, that in 2011, if we're doing 2009 and 2010, I'm fine with that because that should have been done prior. James is saying that was a mistake.
But we're not. This is 2010 and 2011, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's in front of us.
2009 was abated by the board. 2010 was not carried over.
Okay, 2009 it was abated. I see where your irrelevant statement comes forward, which means this should not even be in front of us. It should just have continued to be exempted.
In 2010, there was argument that it never should have been abated in 2009. That's the issue. It's not just that the board exempted it in 2009 and should have kept it exempted for 2010. There was argument by the board at that time that it never should have been exempted in 2009, and I believe that's why it was on the books in 2010.
Well, what?
Now it's on the books again in 2011. So this has been brought up multiple times.
Well, I'm ready to take the recommendation of whatever
you drop something
of the abatement here for prior years, but they should furnish.
No, I want to
some sort of exemption statement from the State Tax Commission for 2012.
I don't know.
2011 and 2012 would have to be the same. Whatever decision is made for 2011.
That's what I meant, but it...
It's James's argument. It should be the same for 2012. And it is on the books for 2011. And I don't know, Chris, did you check to see if they came for me in 2011?
Thank you.
Yes. I don't think they did. I think that...
They come almost every year.
Well, the reason they did, the reason I say they did is because we asked for them to get an exemption from the state. And we would go ahead and agree with that if they get the exemption from the state, because these gentlemen that were set on this board made the comments, and I think if you'll look them up, they said anything that was considered exemption could go on to the state or should go on to the state through the class that you took at Springfield.
Exactly. But we were told by the State Tax Commission that we should not be exempting property, that we should be sending it to them to make a decision, because there were many properties in many counties that had been exempted that were not truly exempted.
That was the summer.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Before that, it was in November 2011. We came before the regular.
Okay. Any of this other stuff, like James said, that as before that, if it's been exempt, I'm ready to approve those exemptions until that date of 2011.
Till the BOE.
Till the BOE. And from that point on, when we requested exemption from the state with, it had been Bart Titchener or somebody, they would have made that recommendation to the to us, wouldn't they, or to you or James? Or
that's the terminus. Which one?
There was, I mean, this has been a long time discussion.
I think we have an issue with 2010 because legally it should never have been put back on to the books. By the assessor's office, and it was. So you could call that a clerical error. The other flip side of that is it was argued in BOE, and the decision was made. So I don't know what legal rights they have to override a seven-member board.
Did the seven-member boards, whether they, even though they argued it, did they say put it back on the books?
It was already on the books. The assessor put it on the books, and then the gentleman came before BOE.
I see. Okay.
It wasn't a seven-member board at that time. It was five, wasn't it?
It's always a seven-member board, with five voting.
Five voting, okay.
Now then, I think our argument has gotten them together here on this. These folks have received 8 or 10 exemptions on houses. This school was taken off, and mistakenly it was not exempted boards on our board of saying it's exempt from now on as being a school. The arguments are coming from all these other houses that are coming in and they're purchasing and being exempted through the Board of Equalization. I think we've got some terminology things going on here. I never remember this school being brought in front of the Board of Equalization.
They were, because the reason why the argument was that it shouldn't be exempted was because they only allow people from Church Army to attend the school. It's not open to the general public. At that time, you were arguing that it did not meet the Francis.
Okay, we'll take that back to me. I want to hear that tape.
Well, let me ask a question.
Okay.
Eventually, whether it's today or whether it's BOE or whether it's another meeting, are all these properties going to be exempted that I have in my hand, whether we do it today, whether we do it next month, whether we do it 6 months, eventually these are all going to get exempted. This piece of property.
There's no way the school will not be exempted. Their houses, there's a question,
but not the school.
That was not the argument that was made at the time.
I understand.
Do you want to present these at a later date on this? We've already done the personal. Do you want to do this at a later date? With
I don't care. Your argument is it should be exempted. You're stating it should not be exempted, right?
I'm saying it's already been heard multiple times, both by the Board of Equalization and by the Taney County Commission, and it has been denied twice.
Let me re-ask that. What will satisfy both parties at BOE? If this is presented and they make a decision, or county commission? And I'm asking.
It comes up for tax sale.
That's
the school comes up for tax sale?
The school comes up for tax sale.
The The biggest problem that I see is when James made the argument that they didn't meet the Franciscan because they were not allowing the general public to come. I agreed with him, and he asked them to take it to the State Tax Commission. He also gave them suggestions on how to restructure their facility so that it could meet the exemption rules. I'm not against them being exempt. I'm concerned that we've had two decisions made by two groups, and now we're about to override it. What precedent does that set for us in the future? I don't like the situation that we're in, and honestly, I think they should have gone to the State Tax Commission, and they failed to.
Let me re-ask a question. Let me ask a new question. If I vote to exempt a school property, what penalty am I going to suffer? I'm curious about this because I exempt a property that should be exempted.
The question is whether it should be exempted or not, Ron.
Donna?
That's the issue.
I thought you just said you weren't questioning the exemption of the school, but you were questioning the fact that it had already been argued.
No, I'm questioning the fact that the assessor brought it to us and said it shouldn't be exempted because...
And so the board made their decision based upon the assessor's recommendation?
Yes.
So here's the assessor back making a recommendation to do something different.
That's my concern.
I want to hear that tape.
So should the board...
We argued, Ron, and I'll just tell you, we argued the houses. I have never felt like one of their houses should be exempt from taxation. Never felt it. And under the same argument that Donna is making, that you specifically had to graduate from a class to get in there. That's not what this school is set up as.
My daughter has volunteered for the school. It's for the people at church I'm in.
Children.
And that was the debate.
Well, that's not ever been argued by James Strahan. If you find that on the tape, bring it to me and I'll apologize because I have never understood that school just took students from people.
Can I contact the State Tax Commission to see if they would be willing to hear this?
They won't hear it. Okay.
I think we wait till this is a situation here where we've got two commissioners trying to make a decision on this little controversial deal. I would rather postpone that particular part of this abatement until another time when all three commissioners can be present or the BOE is in session.
I agree. We need to all be here.
And
however, let's address the year.
2010 year has to get it out of the jeopardy that's in.
I would accept a motion to approve the abatement as presented for the year 2010 listed on Exhibit C.
I will second that.
No,
motion.
I would accept a motion. Will you make it?
I'll make the motion. You can.
Then I will second the motion. Motion on the floor is to approve the abatement as presented on Exhibit C for the year 2010. Now discussion on that. 2010? No problem. Okay.
That's fine with me.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. I think what we need to do is to reschedule this and either revisit it with the commission and or BOE. It makes no difference to me.
Do you have a preference?
Both are prior to the tax sale, although there would have been incurred publication costs. How does that work when there's an abatement if, in fact, one is given? Oh, it won't be if 2010 is taken off, will it?
No.
I don't think so.
Tax sale is 3 years?
No, 2 years.
2 years.
Well, then we can... Is there a notice sent by what party? Is there a notice sent for them to appeal either to the BOE or to the state to get this
2011?
To get this cleared up? That's what I'm trying to come up with. Is that a notice from you, Donner? Is that
from James? We'll send a notice down on the results of your motion for 2010. I would like to contact the State Tax Commission and tell them about our concern with 2011 and see if they would be willing to hear it. A final decision needs to be made by the state whether they truly are tax exempt or not. And that was an argument that's been made multiple times by board members.
I think you've got a technicality issue that the State Tax Commission cannot hear.
Set this up to come before the full county commission, and let's get input from all three county commission members. Any other information that's forthcoming, we will consider that as well for 2011. Okay.
But do you know if they ever contacted anybody from the state? Does anybody know?
I don't know whether they was ever notified that the exemption, the decision of BOE,
yes.
And that said they could go on to the state.
We do in the letter is on that agenda, automatically generated, but the information is entered into the
summer one?
The letter does
it's right
have
there.
Information on directing them to go to the state tax.
The summer one is right here.
And she has a copy.
Well, we've got that part of it settled. Is there any other real estate or anything though that needs to be taken care of?
Krista, do you have any other
session? No.
Let's move on to penalties and interest.
I don't have any.
There was a statement made by me last week from a citizen that called, and there was quite a lot of discussion during that time.
Do you remember the name of that citizen that was here?
Bristol.
Bristol was the last name.
Anyway, in this discussion, there was a discussion about whether they had paid their taxes and if they owed penalties and interest. I was contacted this week, and I was hoping that the collector would be here, but she was out at a conference, I guess. And
what was presented to us, we had penalties and interest, and you brought up one that had contacted you, and we had all received, if I'm not mistaken, an email or information about it. That particular person claimed that they should not have to pay penalties and interest because the bank was supposed to take care of this for them, and had assumed that the bank had paid. The collector informed us that the bank had not paid that particular tax bill. And in not paying that particular tax bill, she stated that she had checked and that it had not come out of the account, talked to the bank. So where we were at was the taxpayer was going to be notified that the taxpayer needed to go to the bank and find out what had happened and to bring us information about what had happened.
That exact same thing happened to me when I was living in Texas. There was no exemption made. I had to pay not only the taxes that the bank was supposed to pay, I had to order the bank to pay it. I had to go to the bank, present the bill to the bank, tell them to pay it, and I had to pay all the penalties.
Maybe we need to have somebody here from the collector's office because the rumor is that that was found.
You can go get Melanie.
Well,
is that right or no?
I got an email. Donna.
Donna?
Donna. I got an email from Sheila saying that it had been found.
Okay.
In a trash bag. And so this had already been posted at the time.
Wait. The check had been found where? In a trash bag? Trash can?
Not the check. I guess, yes, it was the check. It was in an envelope in a trash. In a trash bag.
Yeah, they hadn't dumped trash since last December?
I don't know, gonna get into all that because I got an email. But I'm just saying that it was found in a trash bag, and so I was emailed from Sheila saying that that they didn't owe penalties and interest. Those people had called again, wanted to know if we'd found out anything. I posted this on here, and then I got the email from Sheila. Actually, received a phone call from her. So, been rather busy.
Well, we don't have it in front of us, but we do have it listed. I mean, we could take it up. It's on the agenda.
Do you have the property numbers?
I don't have anything here, Donna, with it. Wait a minute. Maybe I'm wrong. No.
So the apparent, the Bristols thought that they knew that the bank was supposedly had paid their bill, and so
the question. Is the trash can the collector's trash can or the individual's trash can?
No, it was here at the courthouse. But anyway, I just had this posted, brought it up, and thought it was of concern, so it was on here. Probably should have got it taken off, but anyway, it was on there.
Can we repost it for Monday so that we can address it and then properly take care of the issue? If we're going to take care of it today, we have to have the tax number.
I wish Sheila was here to explain it all to you so it would be easier. I hate giving third-hand information here, so that's reposting would be fine with me.
And at the time, I want to make a statement on penalties and interest.
Ladies, thank you.
Thank you,
Governor. Repost for Monday.
I guess I could do that during that time or do it now. It doesn't matter to me.
We're posted for penalties and interest.
There's a lot of misconception out in the public on penalties and interest and where it comes from and who provides that service to the taxpayer of penalizing them. The county assessor has a penalty that is applied by statute, and the maximum penalty is $100. So when people receive these penalties and interest statements of thousands of dollars against their properties, it has nothing whatsoever to do with the assessor. $100 of that in personal property only. No real estate penalty and interest is applied by the county assessor, and no place in the statutes is that allowable.
Since the penalties and interest have already been applied, does the collector have the ability to erase those?
She did it without interest.
Well, no, I see that. But since she's already been in front of us, asking us to waive the penalty and interest that she's already applied, does she have the ability to do that? I mean, she does. That's great.
She did. I don't know. She's at collector's company right now. So.
We'll set this up for Monday, and then if you can have her come in and just explain to us, and then that'd be it, and we'll be all set. We just want to make sure the taxpayers taken care of. And,
yeah, they were.
Okay. Apparently, she's already waived the penalties and interest. Sheila did. Of her.
Since it was a county, it was our mistake.
Thank you, Mel. Oh. Another multi-page letter, by the way. I must have left it upstairs. Anything else on that, James?
No. Okay. Are you going to leave that on there, or are you going to read that?
My question is, if in fact they bring penalties and interest to be waived by us, why does it come here if they have the ability to do it over there? Be interesting conversation. Thanks, James. Danny, we're next scheduled to go into executive session. We've got two or three contracts to talk about, and Jimmy's here for one of them.
Okay. Motion to go into executive session pursuant to 610.021.12.
Second, motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to Chapter 610.021.12, which is for contracts. Discussion, all in favor say aye.
Danny, aye.
Ron, aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.